Mormon and his teachings. Many years after Jesus Christ visited the Nephites, some people again took upon themselves the name Lamanites. 4 Nephi chapter 1 verses 19 through 20. Eventually, nearly all the people became wicked, both Nephites and Lamanites. 4 Nephi chapter 1 verse 45. A righteous man, Amaron, had the sacred records. The Holy Ghost told him to hide them so that they would be safe. 4 Nephi chapter 1 verses 48 through 49. Knowing the 10-year-old Mormon could be trusted, Amaron told him where the records were hidden. Mormon chapter 1 verses 1 through 2. When he was 24 years old, Mormon was to get the plates of Nephi and write on them about his people. Mormon chapter 1 verses 3 through 4. When Mormon was 11 years old, a war started between the Nephites and Lamanites. The Nephites beat the Lamanites, and there was peace again. Mormon chapter 1, verse 6, and verses 8 through 12. The Nephites were so wicked that the Lord took away the three disciples. There were no more miracles or healings, and the Holy Ghost no longer guided the people. Mormon chapter 1, verses 13 through 14. When Mormon was 15 years old, Jesus Christ visited him. Mormon learned more about the Savior and his goodness. Mormon chapter 1, verse 15. Mormon wanted to preach to the people, but the Savior forbade it because of the hardness of their hearts. Mormon chapter 1, verses 16 through 17, and verse 19. When Mormon was 16 years old, war began again. Mormon was large and strong, and the Nephites chose him to lead their army. Mormon chapter 2, verses 1 through 2. The Nephites fought the Lamanites for many years. Mormon tried to help his people fight for their families and homes. Mormon chapter 2, verse 23. The Nephites had become so wicked, though, that the Lord would not help them. Mormon chapter 2, verse 26. The Lord told Mormon to tell the Nephites that they would be spared only if they repented and were baptized, but the people refused. Mormon chapter 3, verses 2 through 3. Instead, they bragged about their strength and swore to kill all the Lamanites. Because of the Nephites' wickedness, Mormon refused to lead them any longer. Mormon chapter 3, verses 8 through 11. The Lamanites began to defeat the Nephites in every battle. Mormon decided to lead the Nephite armies again. Mormon chapter 4, verse 18, and chapter 5, verse 1. He knew that the wicked Nephites could not win the war. They would not repent and pray for help they needed. Mormon chapter 5, verse 2. Mormon took all the records from the hill where Amaron had hidden them and wrote to the people who would one day read his record. Mormon chapter 4, verse 23, chapter 5, verses 9 and 12. He wanted everyone, including the Jews, to know about Jesus Christ, to repent and be baptized, and to live the gospel and be blessed. Mormon chapter 5, verse 14, chapter 7, verses 8 and 10. The Spirit inspired Mormon to put the small plates of Nephi, which contained prophecies of Christ's coming, with the plates of Mormon. Words of Mormon, chapter 1, verses 3 through 7. Mormon led the Nephites to the land of Cumorah, where they got ready to fight the Lamanites again. Mormon chapter 6, verse 4. He knew that this would be the last battle. He did not want the Lamanites to find the sacred records and destroy them. Mormon chapter 6, verse 6. He gave the plates of Mormon to his son Moroni and hid the rest of the plates in the hill Cumorah. Mormon chapter 6, verse 6. The Lamanites attacked and killed all but 24 Nephites. Mormon himself was wounded. Mormon chapter 6, verses 8 through 11. He cried, "How could ye have rejected that Jesus, who stood with open arms to receive you? Behold, if ye had not done this, ye would not have fallen." Mormon chapter 6, verses 17 through 18. Mormon had tried to teach the Nephites the truth. He had told them how important it is to have faith in Jesus Christ. Moroni chapter 7, verse 1, verse 33, and 38. He had taught them to have hope through the atonement of Christ, to obtain eternal life, and to have charity, the pure love of Christ. Moroni chapter 7, verses 40 through 41, and verse 47. And Mormon had written letters to his son Moroni, who also preached the gospel to the Nephites. Moroni chapter 8, verses 1 through 2. Mormon wrote about the terrible wickedness of the Nephites. He told Moroni to stay faithful to Jesus Christ. Moroni chapter 9, verse 1, and verses 20 and 25. The Lamanites killed Mormon and all the Nephites, but Moroni, who finish writing the records, Mormon, chapter 8, verses 2 through 3. End of the article, Mormon and His Teachings.